Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Few of us have any instinctive fear of birds, but in 1963, Alfred Hitchcock gave us one.
Help me get the children into the house!
The Hitchcock classic The Birds screens tonight in Brookline as part of the Coolidge Corner Theater's Science on Screen series. And it turns out that the horror flick about birds suddenly attacking humans en masse for their environmental crimes is based on a bit of real biological science, specifically on some real animal behavior called mobbing. And mobbing just happens to be a specialty of Dr. Theodore Stankiewicz, an adjunct research professor at UMass Amherst and a visiting postdoc and teaching fellow at Harvard. And Dr. Stankiewicz, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what is mobbing?
Mobbing is one of these weird animal behaviors that's a vigorous demonstration or attack against some potential predator by a group of prey, often in defense of their offspring or their nests. It can include vocalizations that grade into warning signals or be inspection behaviors, following behaviors, or even physical attacks on the predator itself, like you see in the movie.
Now, is it only birds that do this?
It's mostly associated with birds, but we also see it in insects and fish and in mammals as well, different scales.
So what of reality is there in the birds?
In the birds, the reality is the fact that these birds will mob their predators if provoked. The birds tend to mob their predators when predators come around their nests or threaten their offspring or threaten each other in a group. What is not true in the movie is that these birds will mob humans or mob individual animals for other reasons that don't involve protection or trying to protect their offspring. The fact that they would mob them unprovoked is a key falsehood in the movie, but the actual behavior itself does occur in nature.
Well, I'm relieved. It sounds like we don't have to be afraid of a cluster of sparrows suddenly heading our way on a warm summer day.
That's true. I mean, you do hear about reports of birds attacking people in a parking lot or sweeping down and pecking at people's heads every now and then, usually around the time when breeding occurs, because birds will make their nests in urban areas, and oftentimes people just walking by on the sidewalk might walk underneath a tree where there's a bird nest, and that mother might swoop down and try to peck that human being. But beyond that, it doesn't really occur to us humans.
Have they gone, Mitch?
I think so.
That's Dr. Theodore Stankiewicz. He's lecturing tonight about animal mobbing at the Coolidge Corner Theater in conjunction with a screening of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Showtime is 7:30 p.m.
My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I would like to tell you about my forthcoming lecture. It is about the birds and their age-long relationship with man. Surely the birds appreciate all we've done for them. Don't you? Beautiful cage, no other birds to bother you, none of that blinding sunlight. Oh! Now, why would he do that? Most peculiar. What on earth?
Most peculiar indeed. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, breaking up is hard to do, but it may be harsher than ever these days. We take a closer look at a Boston program that's teaching kids sensitivity in the age of the text message.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mawsey. Our interns are Jason Breslow, Anna Pinkert, and Amory Siebertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Nader.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.